Every year, each 32 team in the NFL nominate a player for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And the 2017 nominee is joining me now on the couch, Darius Butler. I got to ask, what was it like when you heard the news that it was you this year?
It was amazing. It was a shock. Coach Pagano told us in the team meeting. And, you know, like I said, it was a surprise. It's definitely an honor, you know, to be amongst the former greats that have been here, you know, like Peyton Manning, Antoine Bethea, Pat McAfee, David Thornton, who's won this prestigious award. So I'm just proud to be amongst that group.
Well, a lot of it is for on the field, but it's also off the field. It's taken into consideration. You have your foundation. What's the niche? What do you want to try and handle with your foundation? This is not the first year, second year. You've had this foundation for years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, actually, the focus of my foundation changed a few years back. I was actually watching a documentary, I forget the name of it, in a hotel one night, and it was basically talking about food insecurity and how many families and children it affects in this country, which surprised me. So since that time, you know, that's been the main focus of my foundation, is kind of tackling hunger and a lot of underserved communities that's, you know, here and back in my hometown, back in Fort Lauderdale.
How are you able to do that?
You just partner up with different groups who this is their day-to-day work, and you just help them with resources. Usually a lot of these places just need resources, you know, volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's money, but, you know, I always, you know, find that, you know, giving your time is, you know, equally or more important, you know, to have these interactions and conversations with people, especially young people.
Well, I know you do a lot of community events with the Colts, but then in the off season, you host camps, you do a lot of things with your foundation. If you look back over this past year, what have been some of your highlights?
My favorite holiday every year is my camp down at home, just because, you know, I see all the kids that, you know, come from, you know, basically exactly where I came from, come from similar circumstances, you know, some worse, some better, and and I invite other professional players and that are from usually around that area, and guys, you know, get a chance to interact and ask questions with them, and, you know, toss a football, play tackle. You know, it's just that's always the highlight of my year, just having an interaction with those young kids.
We are a veteran in this league. How have you seen your platform or other players' platform of the NFL affect communities?
I've seen it affect in great ways. You can just look at what happened in Houston this year with J.J. Watt and how much money he was able to raise or help raise in Houston to help those, you know, those people down there. And, you know, those things happen, you know, all around our country, all around the different teams and different cities. And, you know, like I said, it's an honor to be amongst, you know, in the same league with a lot of these guys.
Well, even players on the team that you've teamed up with in season, when you look back, what are some of your favorite events over your career that you've been able to do with the team, maybe with some younger guys, and teach them how important it is?
You know, every year as DBs, as a group, you know, we have our Thanksgiving thing, and we give away meals to, you know, a little over 100 families. Sometimes we go door to door and drop off food to families, and, you know, like, once again, have those interactions with the families, people in the communities. This past week, we actually gave, you know, shoes to an entire elementary school, shoes and brand new hats, partnered up with the Liz Foundation. And so it's been a lot of great things that we do, you know, year in and year out with the Colts.
Well, of course, your on the field work speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. It's nice to highlight some off the field interactions. Congratulations on the nominee this year.
Thank you.
This year's Walter Payton Man of the Year is sponsored by Nationwide.